Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You just want your guys to stay on it and stay with it. You know, it's not, you don't want them to be frustrated at all. Just keep pushing, push. I mean, you only need one goal. You don't need six. So just stay on it. I thought they did. I thought a credit to, you know, their goaltender was real good. And they were good, you know, defensively. It was, they kind of anchored down a bit there. And it was a little tougher than it may have looked as well. But yeah, you know, you definitely want your guys to score when you see effort like that and you see them making plays, and but you just got to stay on it. You just can't get frustrated. And that's what we talked about after the second, no frustration play.
Don, we had Cody Eakin in here a few minutes ago, and he said that this team is becoming annoying to play against. And that's a very good thing, I'm sure, to you as a coach. What does it mean, just the way they show and how difficult they've become to play in these two games? And we didn't see that much the last few years.
Well, you know, it's nice to start at home. It's nice to have a crowd that we had engaged the way it was, and a lot of energy in the building. Like I said the other day, I thought our players again today fed off of the energy and excitement in the building. And that pushed us through with good momentum. So it certainly is a good start through two games. And, you know, I love the fact that Cody said that. You know, if you can play and you know, play hard, as what you said, that's a good characteristic to have. And if the guys embrace that, I'm all for it.
What'd you think about the way that Dahlin stepped in with different defense partner playing someone as offside?
Yeah, you know, both he and Will Butcher kind of traded. They were both comfortable there. They both played a little bit of that in the past. And, you know, again, they were just read and react, fill. If that side needed to be filled, they did it. And they were showed a lot of confidence in it, made some nice plays. So I was very happy with that, because that's a little bit of an unknown, obviously. It's a big difference when you shift to the offside for a defenseman. So I thought they did great today with it.
It's also encouraging the growth that you've seen from him just in the D zone. I mean, from before you took over as coach, I mean, to now, he looks a lot more like the player that everybody knows he can be.
Yeah, he has lots of hockey sense. And people, when you think of hockey sense, you think of offense, but it's defensive as well. It's might even be more so, you know, reading situations, when anticipating when to jump, when to pick something off, how hard to play something, or which guy to play harder. And you know, Dahl's has really good instincts there. Obviously he's still evolving that with, you know, at this level, being as young as he is, but he showed very good signs in, you know, the first couple games.
You've only given up the two goals, so how much of that is good defensive play and how much of that is you spend a lot of time in the offensive zone in both games, you know, where you've had the puck and you've been moving around and had good forechecks? How much of it is both?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. I mean, the more you have the puck and can put pucks in the right area, and which makes it harder for teams to come back quicker and counter quicker against you, the better. You know, so we did make more right decisions in those areas, which helped us limit how much, you know, defense we had to play. And then, you know, we had layers of defense, which was nice, as I've mentioned. You know, so those were good signs, and you know, we helped out our goaltenders for the most part, and when we didn't, they were there for us the first 2 years. So.
For obvious reasons, in recent years, every time this team went to overtime, you would see Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. So I was waiting to see your first overtime. What was going to happen? You ran through Gergensen's and Okposo and Skinner and Olofsson. And what did you think of just about the way you guys dominated that with different players in that kind of role?
You know, we I've said it many, many times, we're an evolving team. I cannot find it in my being right now to say this guy's better than that guy. There's just too much. The ceiling's too high for too many guys. And I do not want to separate guys that this guy can't play this situation because you're not good enough. I won't believe that in our locker room. And they all have to, you know, they're all evolving players, and they need to evolve through those situations, even if they make a mistake. We're doing it because it's valuable. It's too valuable of an opportunity to develop more players right now than less. And I thought they did great with it. And so much of this game, too, Mike, to further is fresh guys. Mm. You know, just statistically, fresh players are better than skilled players that are tired. So a lot of that is that ties into it.
The Thompson line's been very effective. They were dominant today. Just what's gone into their successful
play? Aspie and Victor played together in Rochester. Obviously, they've had a long friendship, and they just embrace it. You know, they have had time to, you know, feed off of each other, and Tomer's a nice compliment to that. Obviously, he can hang on the pucks, extend possession. So, you know, it just they found a rhythm the first couple of nights here, and they, you know, Victor looked great to me, you know, better than he did in preseason at any point. I was concerned with him in preseason that he was taking a little bit longer to get to his game, but the other night, tonight, he really looked like himself.
It's interesting. I mean, you throw guys in the deep end. It just seems like an example. I noticed Thompson took that late faceoff, you know, yeah. And I thought, well, here's a guy that hasn't taken too many faceoffs in his career, but you just throw him in the deep end, don't you, and let him figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not in the playoffs right now, so if it's game seven in a playoff series, you're thinking probably something different as far as – but all our guys need experience. They need situations, and it's the only way they're going to learn. You don't learn to swim and not get wet. So, you know, we gotta put them in these situations, and with the confidence as a coaching staff that they're going to be able to adjust and adapt to it.
You make a waiver claim, and it certainly adds to organizational depth. But how much of that could be, you know, Henry's injury status? Is he worse than you guys initially feared, or where does he stand?
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday that it's going to be a couple weeks. It looks like it's going to be a little bit longer than a couple weeks. So, you know, I'm sure that was a factor. You know, I was informed of that just before the game that we were going to make that claim. So we haven't talked about it a lot, but I would assume that was a factor. You know, that was a late deal. Obviously, we were getting from the coaching side, getting ready for the game. But, yeah, we're going to miss Henry for a little bit longer than 2 weeks.
To go back to what you said about having fresh legs, the speed, the conditioning that we saw in training camp and the preseason, how did you see that shine through when your guys had to play more than 60 minutes?
Paul mentioned too, just playing efficient is a big part of being able to play with speed longer, and you know that's the combination of it. But and then digging down, like I said, I think the emotions in the building helped our guys dig down and even through a little fatigue and fight a little harder with some adrenaline kicking in. So I think all of those were factors, but it was nice to see our guys. I mean, they were exhausted at the end of a shift. You could see on the bench, and again, I gauging on the bench. A lot of times, you look who's up. Again, you're looking at okay, who's fresher right now? Who's still recovering from the last shift? And I felt comfortable with the 12 forwards and all 6D. We had to manage it that way through the game.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.